ago, I met a fellow who seemed to really have it all together. You know, one of those people you can't help but like. From where I was standing, to me, he appeared as a diligent believer. He spoke often of how he fasted and read his Bible. Many times he spoke of mighty things in Christ. Then the more I began to spend time with him, the more I noticed flashes of chaos. I'm not saying I don't have grace for being human, but this was way over the top of the general chaos of being human. There was an increased chaotic splash here, the mental and emotional bedlam there. There were unsettling and increasing signs of his really being disconnected and disjointed. The more we spent time talking, the more I heard a jumble of misperceptions and unresolved thinking. Sadly, it dawned on me that he was someone far different on the inside than who he presented himself to be. His presentation face, which he worked very hard on, and his real face gave away the condition of where he really lived. There was an obvious difference between his what I call presentation face and his real face. One day, I went with him to his work truck, and there, to my complete surprise, was the most radical mess I had ever seen. In the moment, the Lord spoke to me, saying, "This is his life. This is his house. This is how he thinks and lives. The condition of his truck is a representation of who he really is and how he considers the world around him." Then the Lord asked me a question. "Where do you live?" The Lord wasn't opening my eyes to see all about the other guy. He was opening my eyes to know more about myself. The seeing wasn't about him, but about me. You know, it's real easy to find out about other people, but yet we have such a hard time being honest about ourselves. And we can be honest and transparent, but without being vulnerable for others whom we trust to speak into our lives, we are just the same old brick wall everyone else is. Rather than dwell on who my friend was not, I began to think about who I was, who I thought I was, and who I wanted to be. Did I wear a presentation face which was radically different than who I really was? Did my character match my conscience? And would they know each other if they met on the street? How far apart was my presentation face from my real face? Those were questions to myself of which the answers were far beyond any tools I possessed to analyze with. Those were God questions requiring God answers. I think the Lord poses us questions like that in order to build a vision of possibilities. And when we share with others that knowledge of His vision of possibilities and allow them to particularize themselves to us, it's called common ground. It's where we relate to God and where we relate to others and them to us. My friend, consider to yourself, how do you relate to God? Now you can say all the standard answers of relating to God through prayer or His Word, but consider it again. Yeah, it's a pretty pondersome sort of question. It seems He is far above and we are far below. So how do we reach someone like the Lord? Or is the truth more that if He doesn't connect with us, we will not connect with Him? How is your house? You say you have a roof, but your rafters aren't all in place. And we all know a roof with no rafters could easily just be called a tent. A roof with no rafters will come down in a storm. Or is your house like a movie set, full of props and poses? Though pretty enough, they're just not real. Where do you live?